if your old clothes wore out, your old suit wore out, you'd have to buy a new, okay, a new suit. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it'll make them
what?
Okay. If you buy something, maybe t-shirts, and you wash them in hot water, and they get to where you can't fit them, all right.
Shrink.
Okay. All right, now, you say, I can't wear this anymore because it
shrunk.
It shrunk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It has.
Okay. When you're talking about a little girl who likes to put on her mother's clothes and look at herself in the mirror and stuff, you say she likes to
dress up.
Okay. Do you, what if it's somebody our age? What do you say? There's a woman who likes to get, you know, nice clothes on and stuff like that. Do you use the same thing, or do you just...
Sure.
Okay.
What about a man? What if it's a man who likes to dress up? Do you say he likes to?
Mm-hmm. Just say he dresses nicely or something like that.
Okay.
Put on a dog.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Something you might carry your money in, a little leather thing with a little clasp on top of it.
What would
you call that?
A pouch or purse.
Billfold.
Okay.
Yes. What does a woman wear around her wrist that's a piece of jewelry?
Bracelet.
All right. Suppose there are a lot of little things strung together and you're wearing them around your neck. Okay, what would you call that?
A necklace.
Beads. Would you call it a blank of beads?
No, I'd call it a string of pearls, but I wouldn't call it a string of beads.
Why?
I don't know.
What would you say?
A bead necklace.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers that's not a belt?
Feathers.
Okay, have you got any other names for that, or have you heard other people, maybe older people, call them something different?
No, I can't think of any.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
If you're making up a bed, what all do you have to put on? Maybe start from the bottom.
Sheets, blankets or quilts, bedspread, pillowcases.
Okay. So that the last thing you put on a bed
is the bedspread.
Let's see. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of a bed that was as long as the bed was? Like a real long pillow?
No.
Okay. What is a comforter?
What is it?
How would you define it?
Oh, a blanket.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the difference between a quilt and a blanket?
A blanket is usually made out of some kind of wool, and it's warmer than a quilt. A quilt is, I don't know, it's just regular material like cotton and things with those stuffing.
Okay. So what would you call the bed cover that's old-fashioned and handmade?
Afghan.
Okay, the kind that's made out of scraps of old leftover clothes. Like what we were just talking about.
Oh. Quilt?
Yeah, okay. Do you have a name for something you call sort of a temporary sleeping place that you make maybe out of stacking up some blankets and things to make it soft? Children probably really like to sleep on it more than adults.
No.
You might say you're making up a blank for them, making up a...
I just call it bed, I don't
know. Okay, so...
Pallet.
Okay, all right. We expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very... Okay, the soil's very...
Okay. total.
Okay. The flat lowland along the stream, it's overflowed in the spring and is plowed later. What do you call that?
A bottom.
Okay. You call it a bottom, or do you call it?
A bottom.
Okay.
I just call it bottom.
All right. A field that might be good for nothing other than just letting the cows